This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS, few minutes past 3 p.m. Happy Tuesday. Enjoy today. I think it's going to get hot tonight, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, boy. You going to make it?
Yep.
Rough night.
Yep. Sleepy.
Yeah.
What happened? No sleep?
Yeah, I'm in a bad drought right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But it's okay.
You want to switch?
Hey.
Over on the board and you can be over here?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd there you fun. Go. Let him do it.
Maybe after this segment.
And then a rough morning. We're not going to dox anybody, but you spent a lot of time
getting my oil changed.
In a waiting room.
Oh.
It was a very long morning. That's all I'll say.
Did you call? I mean, was
I
it
made
one
an
of those...
appointment, Sue.
Oh, I hate that.
And that's why it hurts so bad.
I'm so sorry.
I made the appointment, and it didn't matter. But that's okay. It's all right. That's in the past. We're in the present moment now.
Oh, boy.
The show's on.
She's losing it.
Yeah. She's saying stuff.
Speaking of making appointments, I rarely do this, but I'm doing it. I have to get my driver's license renewed this week so I can fly, and I am looking for help. If there's anyone out there that knows anything about a certain place with a certain person where I can go, I don't want to cut in front of anyone's line. I'm just looking for a little help, and I'll tell you why in a second. So just tweet or email or whatever you want to do. I am desperate. Here's why I'm desperate. As you guys know, I'm not good at doing things. That's not my strong suit. But today, I said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to go online and figure out where I should go, what DMV, and some of them you can get an appointment.
Yes.
So I went to the closest one to me. It's in St. Charles. And it said, make an appointment. And I said, this is going to be so much easier than I thought. And so I hit yes. And it said, now, we're not kidding around here. Andrew, answer these calls in case someone's going to help me. If you make an appointment, this is legally binding. Now, I don't know what that means. Like, they're going to come get me or something. But I said, okay. And it said, great. You have an appointment. The waiting time is 495 minutes.
Oh, dear.
I had to use my calculator, Sue.
Yeah,
that's
would too.
Over 8 hours. And so I'm like, then it says, what should I do while I'm waiting? And I clicked that, and it said literally, like, we have no offers.
Okay, that's bad. I went through this last night with my friend Jana. She had to have the same situation. She's got to have it. I told her about Tony's nightmare. She went this morning and downloaded an app called, literally, the letter Q, L-E-S-S. And she made an appointment and went to, I believe, Maplewood and got it done in a timely manner.
Okay. I'll try it.
So someone on the phone may have a better system, but she's even called me. Nobody calls anybody anymore. She called me to leave me a voicemail and tell me it worked.
How is it possible? I mean, I understand everything's dicked up during COVID. I get it. Social distancing, the whole thing. But Tony brought this up last week when he was trying to do his thing. Why is it slower?
I don't know.
It shouldn't take any longer to do. 495 minutes.
Okay, you got to try this app. I know you and apps are not necessarily friends. But if you give it a shot, it worked for her. Well, maybe somebody on the phone.
Tim,
no?
I don't have a passport. Thank you, though. Thanks for trying.
He doesn't have anything. That's the problem.
Try it. All right.
I have a hand-drawn drawing of me that my mom did.
Just
did
you bring see... one of the t-shirts that says Dave Glover Show and be like, don't say that loud. Who else could it be?
Did you see his call?
The first guy?
Yeah, the first guy.
Yeah, don't say it out loud.
I'm not going to say it out loud, but okay. but that's something to think about.
All right.
Much to think about.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Eric, for calling in with that.
You don't have info? What wasn't that person going to get you the...
Maybe it's a secret.
There's a secret that if we say it, it shan't be too secret anymore.
Yes.
Got it.
No
got
secret
it.
Any
nothing.
Longer.
I know
there'll
nothing.
Be an even longer line.
Yeah, I looked on the... I was looking for a DMV for you too, Dave.
Thanks.
That's just the kind of person
it's
I am.
Very nice.
And same thing. It was like 500 waiting hours.
How is that even...
he's not going to like this.
Why even?
That.
Why even say it? Just say you can't come.
Don't
here.
Do yeah. it. Don't do it. Can we? Can,
all right,
can
we're gonna try this.
Can we get someone to like come here, like in exchange for something? Is that
I think
the
that's
law?
Probably illegal.
It might be against the law.
You can't now that you said it.
I might have just described something illegal. But no, like you know, like if you need to get like married or like if like the time that we had the people get married on the show and mm-hmm. we brought in a pre like can't a DMV person come to us and
I'm thinking no
I honestly think it would be okay. easier to get married than to get
you're
a
right
driver's license right now
you're right
I mean I just got my Missouri license back in January and it was a process
yeah
I'm telling you, this app is working so far.
Okay.
It pulls up the Maplewood license office.
Stop saying Maplewood.
The other 8 million, I'm sure. I just did it by closest to me, and I'm sure that's what that popped up.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder if it was there a time where DMVs were totally shut down?
Probably.
Probably. Sure. There's probably a huge sure. backlog.
You know what I sure. didn't realize?
You grab those again.
They are actually privately owned. I did not know that.
Oh,
it used to be that some were and some aren't. Are they all privately owned now?
Well, I talked to someone who has one in the city, and apparently it was up for rebidding or, you know, you get okayed by the state government. I don't know who specifically.
Yeah.
But that was news to me. I thought they were all state run. Nope. So I'm sure those people shut them down. And if there's social distancing within, fewer people are working. Oh, my goodness, Rachel, you okay?
Why don't we just get you a fake ID? Like all the kids.
Do you know anybody?
We could find somebody.
Someone back in Lewis and Clark?
It might be easier to do that than to get you a real driver's license.
I'm sure there's no danger in flying with a fake ID during COVID, so.
It's all good.
Yeah, that sounds safe. All right, hold on. I'm going to send... Somebody was already asking me the name of this app.
See? We're not trying to help these people. We're trying to help me.
Wait, even if you get in the line... Do you have everything you need?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, this should be pretty simple.
All right, then that's what we're going
to
do.
Thanks to the wonderful woman at the Madison County Records Department, I already have my embossed birth certificate.
Sweet.
I have all my other stuff that proves I'm a human and where I live.
All we have to do...
That should be it.
All right. I think that's going to be your answer. I really hope so.
All right, well, we're probably not going to solve it beyond that.
No. I think we're done here. I could talk for the next 2 hours, though, on 495 minutes.
Yeah.
That just
crazy.
Don't say it. Just don't say it.
Hey, that's bad.
Say we're taking no more people.
And you know the part that stinks? That if you were to... There's nothing you can do. Like, what are you going to do, complain?
Yeah.
No one who you would complain to
right.
cares.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where, unfortunately, you're at other people's mercy. There's nothing you can
nothing
do,
you can do.
To take care of yourself.
It is the great equalizer.
It is the great equalizer. Wasn't Tony saying he didn't do any kind of app or any kind of calling ahead, right? He was just getting up early. Well,
standing in line.
And standing in line. And there are people who will stand in line for you, but 495 minutes is not going to help.
Yeah, get a teen to do it, Dave. Sign up early one morning.
Yeah, but then I have to be there eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
But the teen will let you know.
Yeah, but it's... 495 minutes, I can't be there at 4 in the afternoon.
That's true.
I think we've come to the answer.
The consensus that I'm seeing from the crowd, from the crew, from the audience, is you want to go out west.
Okay.
You want to go farther from people.
Okay.
You want to go to the places where the DMVs are attached to furniture stores.
I can do that.
That's what you want to do. You want to go rural. You want to go as far out as you can. And those will have less weight.
A lot of Dave Glover fans out there.
Yeah. A lot of Glover folks.
Yeah.
It's where our people are. And they are telling you, come be with us.
Okay. Well, if I get a name of a town, you'll see me tomorrow morning. I'll bring everyone donuts.
I've got a couple.
Bring them kolaches.
I've got a couple of names of towns for you. I'll name you in a bit here.
You see that Kroger has stopped giving change?
A few places are not. The Wendy's in all.
Man, you just had some bad milk though, right there.
I know, it was pretty bad.
Hey, this Kroger, one place to stop.
Yeah, I'm touching my quarters over in Wendy's.
Totally, they've
yes.
Yeah, they don't let me to get
evidently, there is a shortage of coins. I didn't know this. I guess the mint, like everything else in this country, is dicked up, and they're not even making them anymore. So Kroger has now officially said, if you pay with cash and we owe you coins, we'll either put it on your account or you can round up. But we are no longer giving coins.
Ooh, put it on your account. Yeah. It's like an old-timey store.
I kind of right? like that.
We'll put it in your file.
That what could go wrong?
Put it on my account.
That's going to work.
Put it in the file, Miguel.
I'd like to charge this penny candy to my Paws account.
Dude, when South Rock Santa, Charlie's Market, which I always say this, my lovely niece, Aura, thought his last name was Schmarket. Hmm. We had an account there. Sue, did that get you? Oh my gosh, I killed Sue Thomas.
Schmarket, you say?
Yeah, she thought his name was Charlie Schmarket.
Oh.
We had an account. Now, I never tried it. Here's what a punk I was. I wouldn't eat, like, my friends, I had good friends and I had criminal friends. And when I would go into Charlie's Market with the criminal friends, they would steal things. Every time.
Great crowd.
And I'll never forget it. They called it Cobbin something. I don't know if that was a South Rock Santa thing or their family thing, but they'd be like, I cobbed me some this and I cobbed me some that. I wouldn't even ask to put something like on the bill. I was such a little rule follower.
Well, good for you. That's crazy. Cobbing something. We're just not going to call it stealing if we call it
cobbing.
Remember
the first time? They were two brothers. Later, the older brother in seventh grade brought a shotgun to school. They found it in his locker. And it was not, like, no big deal. It was just like, okay, brought a shotgun.
Hey, don't bring that back tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay?
Listen, we'd prefer if you not bring a sawed-off shotgun. But the two brothers walked out and they lifted up their shirts and they had like, I remember one had Hershey's like chocolate chip morsels shoved in his pants. And I'm just like, what?
He just cobbed him. You can call it that. It's okay.
He just cobbed the gun.
You guys ever stolen anything? See, I'm not even going to ask you. Anything small and insignificant?
I have never stolen anything.
Not a surprise. Rachel, you?
Sounds like a lie.
Anything in Grafton?
No, I don't think I've ever stolen from a store. But I have. I did take a magnet from my college. Not at the gift shop. It was one. I had an office because I was in the radio program there. I was the music director. And there was this cool magnet. And I took it with me on my last day.
Oh, well, if you want to talk stuff we stole
it's
from
on my
school,
fridge. It's on my fridge.
You only cobbed it.
I stole everything that wasn't nailed down from school.
I feel like I deserved it. So,
Andrew, are you still jealous about Rachel's office at Lewis and Clark?
I probably spent as much time in that office as she did. That office was the hangout
Not
spot for the cool
Not a shock.
Kids. It was the cool kids hangout spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was the promotions and music office, and it was like where the
and
cool
Rach,
kids could go.
And all low those many 10 years ago, whatever it was, were you like, hey, Andrew Stoltz is here. This is cool.
It wasn't my office whenever he was in the program.
Ah.
For a bit it was, wasn't it? Like towards the end?
Oh, no, because I didn't move until, this is very boring. I didn't move in until later in my second year.
Okay.
People don't care. I'm not going to care.
But it was still the hangout spot. It was the she spent plenty of time in the office before before she was, it was her office because it was the hangout.
Is that
office.
How she got
cool
it?
Cool kids. Mm-hmm.
Was she upwardly mobile?
Squatter's
rights on the office.
Is she working it?
Upwardly mobile.
Yep, so.
It's kind of show it's going to be. It's what we're going to do. I was on eBay today, and I went on a book buying binge over the weekend, and I was buying books by people named Glover or about the Glover family. I know, it's really specific and dork. Oh, and I also bought, hold on.
Yes. Here
dork,
we go.
Not narcissism.
No.
Hey, there's a difference.
It's a new thing, nerdcissist. Nerdcissism.
All right, all of you can just F off. At least I've had family write books. You haven't even had family read books. I also bought The $6 Million Man, The Secret of Bigfoot Pass in Paper Book from 1976.
Cool.
So yeah, suck on that for a while.
The Secret of Bigfoot Pass. So it's like the he goes to a Bigfoot like forested area.
I haven't read it yet.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this.
You gonna borrow it?
I might.
I'm sure that was an episode of the show.
We should do a DGS book club.
Only if we start with that book.
Exactly.
Anyway, I was on eBay
looking
at Glover things, and guess what came up?
What?
A best of CD from the Dave Glover Show.
What?
Ooh.
Guess how much it's selling for?
$14.99.
$800, Dave.
$80.
$1.99, or you can make an offer. I swear to God, you can go look at it now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 330. Thanks for your help on getting my driver's license. I think I'm just going to go with Rachel's suggestion and fake one, but I'm going to do it myself. How hard can it be?
Oh.
Craigslist, Price is Right. Let's do it.
Yes.
Woo!
So this morning when I was in the waiting room for a very, very long time, they were playing Normal Price is Right with Drew Carey on the TV. And there was this painful moment where I felt pretty bad for Drew, but also at the same time, I didn't.
I think
it was
fine.
So cringy. So it was like, it's like Kids Week or something, which I've never seen them do, but parents bring their 6 or 7 year old child to play Price is Right. And all the things you're bidding on are like, it's a toy. So for kids. So he says to this little girl, what's your name? Or how old are you? And she's like, oh, I'm Mary. I'm 6. And he goes, oh, I'm Drew. And like dead silence, also in the waiting room, which was full of people. Nobody even went like, cute. She goes, I'm 6. He goes, oh, I'm 61. I'm only 1 year older than you. And it just hung there.
Oh,
and it
this
was
is awful.
So painful. It was so painful. Then there was another little girl. He was asking people when they were spinning the wheel, like, who do you want to say hi to? And normally people are like, I want to say hi to my nephew in Oklahoma, blah, blah, blah. And this little girl goes, I just wanted to say thank you to my friend Natalie. It was so cute. It's like, what are you thanking her for? Just thought it was really sweet.
Can you, you haven't told me the story yet either. You just texted me when it happened, the mask guy.
Oh, yeah. So there's a mandate to wear masks in public. And a guy came in, wasn't wearing a mask. They were like, hey, sir, please put on a mask inside the waiting room. And he goes, well, I've been here once every 3 weeks for the past 2 months, and no one's ever asked me to wear one. And they were like, yeah, well, now we are asking you to do one, to wear one. And he was just so rude. He eventually got up and waited outside, but it was uncomfortable. And I was thinking to myself, how can I film this if it goes sideways without being obvious? Because this would be amazing for the blog. But it ended up being fine. It was just like that sweaty back of your neck, like uncomfortable, like, oh, please just either go with the flow or step outside.
Question. Do you think people are just really that pissed about masks? Or is this just giving a-holes another reason to be an a-hole? Like, I can't imagine having that much passion for not wearing a mask. Like, even if you are a conscientious objector, whatever you want to call it, and you don't want to do it, like, don't be shocked that a business in a county where it is mandated asked you to do it. Maybe don't go to that business.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like an insecurity thing, right? Like, it's a don't tell me what to do. You know what I mean? It's a grasping at your own control of your own life that it maybe.
Can we play that sound?
Have.
Sure.
Okay, this is the sound from a talk show host, obviously conservative. She's been fired from her job because she was walking by some Hispanic men working, and she started berating them because she heard them speaking Spanish. And some of it you'll hear, some of it you don't, but she recorded it herself. And I'm not sure you hear it on the sound here, but after that, then a black guy walks up and says, like, why are you doing this? And she goes, oh, great. Now a black person is trying to help out the brown people.
Oh, wow.
And she is shocked. She is a martyr. She is Rosa Parks. This shall not stand. And my point is this. I don't know if it's COVID making people their worst selves or if just the jerks of the world have open season. But it seems to me like whatever your flavor is, it's the worst representation of that. I think people on the far right, like this lady, it's the worst representation of these people we've ever had. And normal people who are on the right, I hope, would look at this and go, I don't want anything to do with you. If we vote for the same person, that's as much as I want to have in common with you. I hope that's true. The same way I hope that people, my friends on the left, who are Democrats, watch the craziness of like Chop or Chad or whatever it was and go, yeah, we may both vote for Biden, but that's where it stops. So here's the sound of this lady.
It's English. 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 Is anybody here illegal? Are these guys illegal? What's the name of this company? Look at this. Look at this. It's America. Speak English. If they were speaking Russian or they were speaking Chinese, I would have asked the same question. I'm not stupido. I can tell when somebody's showing somebody because they can't speak the language. What's wrong with me asking that?
It's America, and we have people speak Spanish and Russian and Chinese, and they're Americans, and that's what's wrong? God.
That always makes me laugh, because it's like, there's no country on Earth where everybody in it only speaks one, you know what I mean? Like,
if someone wanted to do work at her home, and she was concerned that they might be undocumented, okay, fair game. You don't want to get in trouble, or you don't want to support undocumented workers, great. To walk down a public street and see people working and start screaming, speak English, are you illegal?
Who is this lady? Is she a...
I think she's just a nobody.
Yeah, so like...
She's just an angry old white conservative screamer. But now, so her station fired her, and now she's putting out even more stuff, which is what you do when you get fired. That's the classic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's ever gotten fired from radio does this. Oh, I'll be back bigger and better. And it's never happened once. You haven't heard the last of me. Yeah, I bet we have.
I think she literally said those words.
Yeah. That's what everyone says.
She literally said, like,
and if I get fired tomorrow, I'll probably say something like, oh, you haven't heard the last of Dave Glover. And you probably have. But yeah, I just think that everyone's sort of like their worst version right now.
Well, that was so unnecessary on every level.
But she's getting tons of support, too.
I think you can be the worst version of yourself because everyone's so ready to fight that you know if you keep doubling down, someone is going to have your back more than ever. So
that's very true.
Maybe that's it.
Very true. You know, to me, it's sort of an analogy for looting that we've all watched the protests. And when the looting starts, it's like, we're looting. All the rules are gone. You want a television? Do you want this? You want to set fire to something? There are no rules. Let's go crazy. And the whole world, at least our country, feels like one big giant looting zone. You can do or say anything you want. You ever wanted to call someone this name? Do it. You ever wanted to this? Just go, whatever. We're looting here. There are no rules anymore. This
Maybe
is nuts.
That's it.
It's okay.
Okay. You know, like Craigslist prices, right, Dave?
Guess maybe.
Okay. Well, I mean, we
can I win everyone?
Ugh. I'm on a down streak and I don't like it. Andrew won last time, correct?
I'll like sign the.
Thank you. Just hold. Yes.
No, wait, we won't see that.
Okay, let's get started. Craigslist prices, right? First item is a new pool, inbox, no pump. New condition. It's a 12 by 30 summer escapes pool. Frame and pool only. Pump is not included. New in box. Can get pumps off Walmart, Amazon, eBay, or not use a pump at all.
How big?
12 by 30.
30? Don't use a pump. What, are you going to blow that up?
Here's where you can buy the pump that we're not providing. All right.
30? That's a big-ass pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
They didn't know they had blow-up pools that big.
I think it's a pump for the bottom of your pool.
Oh, a pump, not like a pump air into it.
Well, both names are pump. So,
yeah. Oh, not a pump. A
wait,
pump.
I'm confused.
I needed to come over here so I can punch you.
That
was cute. I think they're both pump. I'm not going first because I don't have any idea.
Wait, so this is a blow up pool or it isn't?
It's an above ground hard pool.
Oh, it's, a hard pool.
And it's new.
It's new in box, but no pump.
Oh, okay.
Whatever pump means.
Wait a minute.
If it was in a box, they're going to make a 30 foot box to put this in?
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Not
gracious.
Impressive looking, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to say $200 for the hard pool.
Okay. Oh,
that's a good guess, Andrew.
I'm going five.
Okay.
Dollars?
100.
This is a very. All right. I am going to say.
Like 20 grand.
No pump, you say. I like that 500. I'm going to go 450.
I believe. Oh, gosh. I think we have a tie. Hello? No, it's Sue. It's Sue. It's $350.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sue takes that one.
Okie doke.
Okay, next up we have another water feature. This is a Baja heart-shaped drop-in air jet tub from Afton. It's in good condition. It has 44 air jets. It's 80 inches long by 51 inches wide and 18 and a half inches deep. It's black, gray, and white, and fiberglass.
Wait a minute.
Drop-in.
It's a used heart-shaped tub from Afton?
Yes, it is.
And when they say drop-in, does that just mean just in a space where you
get backyard?
Yeah,
it just means
where
plop
just
right in there.
Huh.
Yeah, does it mean you insert yourself by dropping in, or does it mean that you can drop it in wherever you
know,
you want?
I'm reading the listing as I see it.
Heart-shaped pool.
Okay, all right.
$250.
Oh.
$500.
I'm going to say $400.
Sue takes it again, $425 for the used heart-shaped tub.
Hmm.
Okay, next up we have a Winix Plasma Wave Air Cleaner. Like new condition, it's a model 5500 with extra carbon filters. I will tell you guys, just for visualization here, when I saw the listing, I thought it was a paper shredder.
Oh, good to know.
But it is an air cleaner.
50.
Okay.
Hmm.
120.
I'll tell you one thing that doesn't do is clean the air.
120.
What does it do? Just move around air?
Maybe put that in your heart-shaped pool from Afton.
Fair enough. $35, Rachel.
Dave, did you say?
He said 50.
I said 120.
Okay. Andrew takes it.
Yes.
$95.
Yes.
Wow. Do those really not work?
I've never heard of an air cleaner.
I'm sure they don't. I've heard of them before. I'm sure they don't, though. I just don't.
Like, when I was a kid, we had a humidifier.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, like, plastic, looks like wood, and it had a big drum in it. It went round and round, and you would pour pitchers of water on it. I was such a dork. I used to, like, beg to do it. I'm like Tom Sawyer or something. I'm like, I think it needs water. My mom's like, what? I'm like, the humidifier, I think it needs water. She's like, well, spit in it. I don't care. I was just like, fiddle-dee-dee-doo-dee-doo.
Me so cool.
I'm so helpful.
I'm so great.
All right, next up, maybe Dave will get this one.
He's gotten all of them so far, actually. Dave's winning.
This is a one-year-old male hedgehog. Make manufacturer male hedgehog. He's a male hedgehog. He's 1 year old. His name is Sonic, and he is the sweetest little guy. He's very tame and has been handled and socialized since birth. He's very playful in the evenings. He loves to run on his wheel, take naps in his critter cave. Included in the sale are his wheel, his pet bed, and his water dispenser. Serious inquiries
only. You know
what?
If he's so friggin' great, why are you listening on Craigslist?
Why are you listing him as a car on Craigslist?
I think mom is selling it underneath the kid without the kid knowing it, and I don't like it.
Our friends had one, and it sucked.
Why?
They
look
so cute. They're precious babies.
Cute.
Awful.
Just why?
Awful.
Why was it awful?
Oh, he smoked a lot. He bought things online. I'm going to go $75.
He had a bit of a gambling problem. I'm going to go $40.
Okay.
For Sonic.
Well, they're giving all this stuff away. They obviously wanted to go to a good home.
The world's most way past cool hedgehog.
$30.
Dave takes this one.
Hey!
$150 for Sonic.
What?
$150 for the baby?
Well, you get all that stuff.
Speaking of pets, can I run some by you? Mm. I was watching a scary movie last night. I know you'll find that hard to believe. And it was Irish. And there was a dog in it. And the dog was named Iggy. And it was a fine dog actor. And then I was watching the credits because I thought there was going to be one of those things at the end. And Iggy was played by a dog named Sam. And I'm like,
we couldn't just call him Sam.
Thank you.
Right? And he couldn't just.
Why would you need that extra level of confusion? Because the dog's not an actor.
No. You know, that's a really good question. I think it's stupid.
I always think that. I always think, like, unless it's like Lassie or something, like, just name the dog whatever the dog actor's name is.
All right, guys. Next up, this is out of Florissant. These are hangover dolls. Hangover movie dolls, Stu and Alan. Talking dog dolls.
What's happening right now?
Talking dolls say three diff things from movie. Sold as pair only and cash only. New, never been open up.
Oh, the hangover.
Yes.
The hangover.
Finally.
I thought you used them when you were hungover.
No, these are the hangover dolls, Stu and Alan. I believe that is Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis'
yes.
characters.
Yes.
How much are each doll?
Wait, I thought Stu was at home. It doesn't matter.
Maybe. I don't care.
Never been open, you
each
say?
One. That's each one is $20.
Cash only.
Sold as a pair only.
Yeah, but give me each doll. Just know you're putting down double your price here.
Okay. 15, I guess.
$10 bucks each, Rachel. Yeah.
Dave, what did you say, 25?
20. Okay. Or 5, 25, either one.
You were the closest, but the dolls are $750 each.
Shut up!
I have been rendered
speechless. Are they life-size?
No, they're like this big.
What?
These are expensive.
Do they look good?
No, they look terrible.
I'm
they
buying
look like
them.
Trash.
No.
I'm buying them just so when people come over, I go, guess how much this crap was.
I'm gonna look this up on eBay. I want to see if anybody else is selling.
Find out who Stu is.
Let's do two more listings here, and then
and
we'll
then
wrap
let's
up.
Leave for the day. Wrapping it up.
All right, this is out of Highland, Illinois. This is a bag of toilet paper tubes, in like new condition. It's a kitchen-sized trash bag of cardboard toilet paper tubes. Local pickup only. They will not ship.
Why?
Help
this
me.
This is for crafting purposes.
Oh.
I found it on the arts and crafts page.
Crafting purposes.
How much are you paying for a trash bag full
crafting.
Of cardboard tubes?
I'm paying you not to bring them in my home.
Yeah, I mean, I can make those myself with enough time.
Can you?
Give me a couple weeks. I can make some cardboard tubes.
$12.
Okay.
15.
Alrighty.
Six.
Dave takes it. They're $10.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now, Dave is in the lead.
Hey, let's come back and finish this thing.
Either Sue can tie it or Dave will win. Final item here. The seller claims this is a Louis Vuitton handbag, but I can tell you.
Nope.
Because I have eyes. With 100% certainty that this is not a genuine Louis Vuitton handbag.
Is it spelled wrong?
It doesn't have the emblem on it. It's very cheap looking, and it has a tag that says something else.
Wow.
Hello, I have an excellent condition used Louis Vuitton. I paid over $2,000 for this Louis Vuitton handbag.
Uh-huh.
I've only had the bag since February.
Sure.
The style is the Damier Abin Berkeley. You can contact Angel to purchase. Now,
so
it's
you're calling
not,
Angel a GD liar.
I am. Angel is not selling a genuine bag, but she's charging people for a genuine bag. How much do you think she's charging?
$2,000.
How big is the bag? Just curious.
Probably like this.
Okay.
$850.
It looks like the Speedy bag for Louis Vuitton, the mini Speedy, but terrible.
Sure.
It's not a Louis Vuitton.
$100.
What did you say, Dave?
$850.
$2,000.
Andrew takes it. It was $1,500, but Dave wins the whole thing.
Angel's
shebang.
A bad person.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She's
she
trying to scam people.
Yeah.
Watch out for
I
Angel.
I won't stand for it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. Well, we went a little long on that journey to my win. What's going on Twitter?
Got a couple of tweets about the last segment.
Okay.
Denise says that she thinks they're charging a bit much for those hangover dolls. She found them on eBay for $39.99.
Thank you.
So Stu and Derek, whatever the character's name, are being overcharged a little bit. This is crazy. Earl says, in regards to your movie dog, Dave, the dog has a trainer on set and doesn't need 5 people in the scene calling it by its real name when it's trying to pay attention to its trainer.
Oh, well, there's the answer.
There's the answer. Then we have a couple people chiming in on the mask issue. I'm trying not to say masks plural because that is so hard to say. Mark says, I am more than fine with wearing a mask. I just don't want the government to tell me if I have to. I'm more than fine with establishments requiring them, but if the government wants me to wear one, they need to make it a law and go through the proper channels. Larry on Twitter says, in regards to not wanting to wear a mask, people are tired of being manipulated and pushed around, forced to give up our freedoms. And Casey Second Amendment says, mask question? No. In the beginning, they said don't wear a mask, then wear one, then don't. Next issue, doesn't prevent catching, only prevents spreading. Only those who are sick should wear. If I'm sick, I'll wear or just stay home. The news lies so much. Who do you believe?
I get all those things. What I don't understand is screaming and yelling. That's what I don't understand. Is you already know, like, you're not going to be surprised.
Act like an adult.
If you go somewhere in the city or the county, they're going to ask you to wear a mask.
Do you think that more people are screaming and yelling now, or it's just been a thing and we've just started filming it?
I don't know.
Because it's really hard to tell.
It is hard to tell.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good question.
It's like today, whenever the guy was making a kerfuffle, he wasn't screaming or yelling. It felt like it might get awkward. But it wasn't, in case he's a listener or something and recognized me through my mask, I'm not saying that he was causing a scene, but my instinct was like, ooh, I could get this for the blog. Like, people are looking for that moment to film.
All the things that those people said, I don't have a beef with that. My issue is just, and you're right, maybe the same people are screaming about snow cone syrup and we just don't even know it. Now we're just taping it
They're
and putting
used
it online.
To screaming and yelling because that's how they get their
Yeah, life. But I just don't understand that level of vitriol at someone who's only following the rules.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.